Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, the weather is comfortable with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the sun. Tonight, expect a mild evening with temperatures remaining pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that an IDF reserve soldier was killed and seven were wounded by a Hezbollah explosive in southern Lebanon 4 hours ago. Also, JNS notes that the Jewish agency hosted a New York screening of From October 6th to October 7th earlier this hour. The documentary explores Doron Almog's experiences from the Yom Kippur War to recent Hamas-led attacks. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that economic concerns and potential midterm election outcomes influenced Trump's Iran deal, reported just under 2 hours ago. Separately, Axios reported earlier that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since a ceasefire, which could escalate tensions and disrupt ongoing negotiations. And finally, I-24 News highlights that the rift between Trump and Netanyahu deepens as the Iran deal exposes differing objectives. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago about the recent military movement in southern Lebanon, emphasizing the importance of a ceasefire to prevent further escalation. Al Arabiya English reported just now that Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi discussed regional cooperation with Gulf Arab states, aiming to strengthen ties. David Keyes, a political analyst, questioned the potential implications of a $300 billion sum for Iran, writing just now. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident in southern Lebanon, The Times of Israel informs us that Master Sergeant Alexander Filin, the soldier killed, had a history of remarkable service, including foiling a previous attack. The explosion highlights the ongoing volatility in the region and the persistent threats to Israeli forces. Turning to the Jewish agency's documentary screening, JNS describes how the film follows Doron Almog's personal and military journey. This screening aims to educate international audiences about recent events in Israel and foster understanding. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides insight into Trump's Iran deal, suggesting that economic pressures were a significant factor. This underscores the complex interplay between domestic politics and international agreements. That missile strike by Iran, reported by Axios, marks a significant escalation. It threatens to undo peace efforts and could prompt a strong Israeli response, increasing regional instability. Finally, I-24 News reports on the Trump-Netanyahu disagreement, which now centers around conflicting visions for Middle Eastern policy. This division may have lasting impacts on U.S.-Israel relations and regional strategies. On the economic front, first, CTEC highlights a panel discussion at the Financial Future Conference, which explored how changing life expectancies and career paths are influencing financial strategies in Israel. Separately, Globes reports on recent polling data showing shifts in political support that could affect government formation in Israel. These insights reveal the complex dynamics of current coalition negotiations. And finally, Ynet Business recounts how Ben and Jerry's Israel navigated political challenges, securing local rights from Unilever, and supporting southern communities with its milk and honey product. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.